I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call
on 106.5 The End.
Everybody secretly would love to be the most attractive person in any room they go into.
Of course.
And we actually have a list of 5 ways that you can accomplish that. And this was from, I mean, to say this is an expert is a little ridiculous because they consider themselves a holistic life coach, is filled with words that don't mean anything.
Okay.
However, they're not bad tips, except for one. One doesn't make a lick of sense. Number one, use your hands when you talk.
Okay, I do that.
Mm-hmm.
I do that. And
every
I don't
Italian
know why
person does.
I feel like I'm gonna be on this list a lot.
Wow.
Not because I'm the most attractive person, but because I think I do attractive people things. Okay. I mean, so far, I'm one for one.
Well, one, I guarantee you don't do. I've never seen you do it.
Okay.
So number one, use your hands when you talk. It makes you seem confident and you're engaged.
Okay.
Number two, speak slowly. Yeah, you don't do that
I don't do that.
Speaking slowly, taking pauses when you talk, because when you rush through your words, it makes you seem insecure. Like you're taking, like when you speak slowly, you're actually taking the time to relax while you're talking.
Okay.
Number three, smile like you mean it and have warm body language.
I have that in spades.
That you do. When you do this, when you look like you're genuinely having a good time, people are attracted to having a good time.
Of course.
Number four, have sensual energy.
And I do.
Okay.
I agree.
Thank you, Kevin.
You exude it.
I do. I exude it.
This is more about confidence as well. Letting your sexual energy flow in your body. That's
yes.
kind of like what it means.
Yes, I do.
And the last thing on this list, I won't say that it's not true, but I'm saying it's not practical. Number five, walk around with wet hair.
What?
These are the 5 tips to being the most attractive person in the room. Walk around with wet hair. She claims that we tend to think people are hotter when their hair is wet. I don't think that that's a lie. I do.
I mean, look awful with wet hair.
Man, this is not your list then.
Well, I mean, a lot of those things were.
3 of them were.
Wet hair. What a very temporary situation.
Maybe keep a water bottle, spray water bottles, and keep misting your hair.
Now, why is wet hair attractive?
I don't know. I mean, boys, do you think there's anything like that you can define? Because you agree with me, right?
Yeah, I think that what it is the potential of it's going to look great when it dries. Like, your hair looks wet right now, but I know in, like, 10 minutes you're going to be a lot hotter.
No, that's definitely not it. No. I think maybe, like...
Does it make you think of the person getting wet and naked?
Yes.
Oh.
Just got out of the shower. Just got done working out. Just came in out of the rain. When you're wet, your clothes cling to your body. I don't know.
This is not wet body. This is just wet hair.
I know, but it means that you were in the rain, maybe. I don't know. I can't define it.
That's so strange.
It's not a lie, though. But listen, that is this holistic
lifestyle. Especially because when you have wet hair, generally, like for women, you don't have your makeup on.
That's true, too. But this is from a holistic life coach.
And they're never wrong.
Right. So who is always wrong is our holistic life coach, Kevin. Now, Kevin, you have your own 5 ways to be the most attractive in the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quickly run through them.
Number one, come in with your chest out like an emperor penguin.
Do you mean like just a puffed chest or your shirt open?
Puffed chest.
Puffed chest.
Would you open your chest?
I don't know. Your sentence structure on that was very confusing.
Yeah, puff out your chest like you have confidence.
Okay. All right.
Number two, be loud and exaggerate everything that you do there so they notice you and you're the only person that noticed.
Okay, that's definitely not a good idea.
That is, because then their focus is on you and not other people.
But that could be bad as well, because you could definitely be annoying with that.
Listen, We shouldn't argue.
All right, that's a good point. Number
you're
three.
The one that said wet hair.
This is from a holistic life coach.
Have a smolder look instead of the bitch face.
That seems like it's difficult to pull off. It seems like it's a very fine line between smolder and resting bitch face.
It is.
It's all in the lips.
Okay. I have resting bitch face.
I would say you smolder.
Oh. Really?
I think that you just have a bitch face.
So you can have a foot in both camps?
Yeah, but I think that you have resting bitch face when you're actually being cranky.
Okay.
It's then, not just like, there's some people that just have it even when they're in a good mood. You are not that person.
Okay, all right. But besides that, I smolder.
Yeah.
Ooh, Kevin.
And
what else is on this list?
This is the last one. When you go into a room, spot the ugliest person in the room right away, okay? You have to go to them.
Okay.
Be their friend first.
Right.
Introduce yourself and then leave them.
And then, wow. That's,
so you're this did in not the go proximity. The direction.
Okay. Of ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And how is this working out for you? Your tips.
They're very well. I'm the most attractive in any room.
Not this one.
Are you? No one can see us anyways.
Oh, is that that's the sixth tip.
Yeah.
Make sure everybody in the room is blind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!